Hello everyone, today is December 6th and welcome to Dose of the Dead. I'm Angelo Galata, your host, and this is the second episode of this podcast. So today, we got a pretty good show for you. We'll be going over for this week in Grateful Dead history. We'll be going over the four-run show at the Fell Forum at Madison Square Garden in 1971 from December 4th to the 7th. This is a pretty good four shows. I mean, different set lists. Some were very lengthy set lists, like into the 30s of numbers of songs. So we'll be playing some songs from those shows. For news, we have, for all of you that I'm sure heard, the Dead & Company 2017 tour has announced its date. So we'll be going over that and maybe playing some songs from the 2016 summer tour. Also, the 51st anniversary of the actual Grateful Dead. So we'll be going over that. Studio track of the week. I'll leave it a surprise until we get there. But stick around and listen. So we're going to first start off with December 5th, 1971. The Dead at the Fell Forum. This is their opening song. They opened with Bertha, and you have the Bill Graham intros, which I always think are pretty cool, into a nice Bertha. So here you go, from 71, December 5th, Fell Forum, Bertha.
Whenever we come here, it's nice once in a while to mention who's who. We have a new member of the family. Mr. Keith Godshaw on keyboard, piano, please. On drums, we have a vote for male chauvinism, Mr. Bill Kreutzmann. The youngest old-timer I've ever met, Pigpen, on organ. The erudite, strong backbone of the organization, Mr. Phil Lesh on bass. Very, very youthful, ebullient, but a very, very dirty softball player, Mr. Robert Weir on rhythm guitar. If rock and roll was ever going to have a godfather, this one would be Jerry Garcia on lead guitar. Ladies and gentlemen, the Grateful Dead, yours and mine.
Going down, love, read between.
December 5th. I always think it's pretty cool when they do the Bill Graham does the introductions, because he tries to, you know, switch it up each time, and I don't know, I just feel like it gives it a little more energy than there already is in the building. But as you could hear in the introduction, that was Keith Godshaw's one of his first shows with the band. That's when they incorporated him in really with the decline of Pigpen's health. He wasn't really able to tour that much, and they had Pigpen still play, but Keith Godshaw picked up some slack. So the Felt Forum, it's a nice intimate venue. There really isn't that many of those type of places left, which is sad to hear that in January 2016, New York Governor Cuomo planned new plans for Penn Station did not include the theater. So many people are speculating it's going to get demolished, or it's going to, you know, there's no room for it, they're saying, because, you know, no one wants to play small, intimate venues, because they don't see that as money. They see that, well, I don't know if it's them or, you know, the concert promoters, but everyone wants to play a Madison Square Garden or a stadium, which, I don't know, you lose a lot of the intimacy with the crowd once you're in a huge venue like that. But the ticket prices for this four-run show in 71 range from $3.50 to $5.50. So for probably around like $20, you could get to all four shows, which would be nice. But you know, those days are long gone. For Felt Forum, the Dead was always a nice stay for them. You have the Dead, the Doors, who recorded a live album there. They were always good performers there. Zappa, the Kinks. It's just a classic New York City venue. And I don't know. Hopefully it doesn't go, but it's looking like it will be. So let's move on to news. December 4th, 1965 was when the Grateful Dead first formed. So this year would be their 51st anniversary. This year overall, I think, was pretty good with that long summer run for Dead and Company. Phil and friends played a lot of shows. It was just they did a lot more this year than they have in recent years. So they, in 65, they officially changed their name from the Warlocks to the Grateful Dead, because another band, which actually was the Velvet Underground, they had the same name as the Warlocks, so they both wound up changing it. But they changed their name, and they started playing the Acid Tests, and the rest is really history from there. So, 51st anniversary for the Grateful Dead. So let's get into some more news about Dead and Company. the 2017 summer tour has been announced. When I was first writing for this episode, there was a leak earlier in the day that someone found one show on, I don't remember what ticket site it was, but it was one show, so everyone was speculating. It must have, you know, been a leak. And they're going to have to, you know, announce the rest of the summer tour, which I was confused about. I didn't think they were going to go on tour this summer, especially with John Mayer just releasing a single. He said his album would be out early 2017, like January, February. So I figured he would tour on that album right away, but I mean, who cares? I'm sure he'll go on tour September, you know, late October. Maybe even a winter tour, fall tour, but I'm glad that they're getting this Dead & Company stint in. So it's from May 27th to July 1st, but it's almost the same amount. I think it's 19 shows, almost the same amount, a little less than last summer. So they fit it in pretty nicely. I'm going to go down the tour dates. May 27th is Las Vegas. May 28th is Phoenix. May 31st, Los Angeles at the Hollywood Bowl. The June 3rd and 4th, they're doing a Mountain View Shoreline. June 7th is West Valley City, Utah. June 9th and 10th is Boulder at Folsom Field, where that was a good show last year. I know even the intros with the, I think it was Bertha and then Good Love. I like that show. June 13th, Atlanta, Georgia. June 15th, Burgesstown, PA. June 17th and 18th, Boston, Massachusetts. June 20th, Saratoga Springs. June 22nd, Bristol, Virginia. June 24th, New York. June 25th, Camden. June 28th, Ohio. That was the show that was leaked and everyone was speculating over. And then June 30th and July 1st, Chicago, Illinois at Wrigley Field. Pre-sale tickets go on sale December 5th, and all their tickets, I think with the exception of Boston and Boulder maybe, go on sale December 9th. So if you don't know what you want for Christmas, that's a perfect gift right here. The shows I'm trying to make, definitely City Field and Camden. They're right next to each other. But I really want, I think I might go to Boston. Can only get off work one weekend, but I think I'm going to get maybe that Sunday, the 18th, Boston. That would be nice. Make a day out of it. But it would also be nice to fly down to Colorado and go to those two shows in Boulder. I don't know. I'm definitely, last year I went to Camden and I went to City Field, but I'm definitely trying to get more than two shows this year. All right, so with that being said, I'm going to play some songs from the 2016 summer tour of Dead & Company. We're going to go to actually one of their first shows of the summer. It's 2016 in Bonnaroo, Manchester, Tennessee. I just ordered this off the nugs.net, where you could download, order the shows or whatever. I ordered the CD format because on Cyber Monday it was like 25% off or something, so I got it for like, I think, $17 or $18. And I picked this show because the set list is like stacked. So first set is Jam, Truckin', Smokestack Lightning, Bertha, Playing in the Band, Birdsong, Tennessee Jed, Shakedown Street, Passenger, back to Birdsong, Casey Jones. Set two is Help on the Way, Slipknot, Scarlet, Fire on the Mountain, Terrapin Station, Drum Space, The Other One, Wharf Rat, Franklin's Tower, and the encore is Touch of Grey. So, I mean, you can't really miss, like, you're not missing anything really in this, this set list. It has all for, you know, in a context of popular Grateful Dead songs, this is one you really can't beat. So the first, the song I'm going to play is the first song, which is really three songs. So it's Jam, Into Truckin', Into Smokestack Lightning, Into Bertha. So here you go, from 2016 Manchester, Tennessee, Bonnaroo Festival. Here's Dead & Company.
Out of the Thank you. Awesome.
So there you have that nice performance from Dead & Company, once again on the 2016 summer tour in Manchester, Tennessee, Bonnaroo Festival. So that's it for Dead & Company. We're going to go to the studio track of the week now. This studio track I decided to pick was Terrapin Station off the album Terrapin Station. It came out in July 27th, 1977. The producer was Keith Olsen, who was a new producer for the Dead. He hasn't had produced them before. The label was on the Artisa Records, which, I don't know, was something that the Dead thought was a good idea at first, and then found out that they wanted out of that record company. But, so the story behind this song and the whole album really was Keith Olsen producing the album and asked for perfection from the band, making them do 100 retakes and redos just to get it the way he wanted it. Obviously, the band wasn't used to this method. They were, you know, used to just throwing down some tracks and then, you know, tinkering them with them when they were out on the road and playing them how they wanted out on the road. They just really wanted to get the album out to tour on. You know, the band wasn't used to it, like I said, but they decided to give it a try. Olsen previously produced Fleetwood Mac, who, you know, their radio popularity was a lot better than the Dead's. But it's not always what it's not really what the Dead were going after. Until now, when, you know, they tried to make a hit record. After all the retakes and countless times they had to go over sections, it was finally they finally got the track down, and the band went on tour out on the road, and Olsen took the track with him back to England. He added the orchestra part and even a British choir in the final refrain without telling the band. Once the band got back and heard the finished track, they were confused, and no one really knew what to say. They were, I guess, were being polite, but they felt it was very rude, disrespectful, as Mickey Hart said. He called it very disrespectful what Olsen did. But they decided to keep those parts in the song. Towards the end, you could hear it, but they kept the parts, but have been complaining ever since. So, you know, after all that work of what they finally wanted to get done, he still had to add more things without even their approval. So, it wasn't a pleasant experience, to say the least. And that was I believe that was the last record they ever produced with Keith Olsen. But overall, it's a 16-minute song. I really do like the song. It's a good album too. I mean, it's not like radio hits, but it's still overall from start to finish a pretty good album. 16-minute song. There's a lot of people that speculate what like Terrapin Station is and all that stuff, but it's really what you want the song to be. And so we're going to play from the 1977 album, Terrapin Station. Enjoy.
Tears told me done. Thank you. is filled with darkness. The obvious was hidden. With nothing to believe in, the compass always points to terrapin. Sullen wings of fortune beat like rain. You're back in terrapin for good or ill again. For good or ill again. We'll be right back.
So that was Terrapin Station off Terrapin Station, 1977, produced by Keith Olsen. So that's really going to do it for the show. We're going to play one more song to end out the show. That's going to be another song from the four-night run at the Fell Forum in Madison Square Garden, 1971. If you guys enjoy this podcast, you can follow my Instagram account. It's Dose of the Dead Podcast with an underscore for the spaces, so it'd be dose underscore of underscore. I'm sure you can figure out the rest. You can leave me comments with any requests or things you would like to hear, things you would like to do different. Maybe we can incorporate some new things. Just give me your feedback, if any. So we're going to go to, the song we're going to go to is Ramble on Rose from the Fell Forum. December 6th. I really like this version of the song, and we're going to end the show on this. So have a great week, everyone, and I hope to hear from you, and I'll see you next week. Take care.
Walls and get out when they blow. show. Just like Wolfman Jack, sitting plush with the royal flush. Aces back to back. Just like Mary Shelley, just like Frankenstein. Clank your chains, count your change. I try to walk the line.